Welcome to MomentsCount.com. I'm Brooklee Sheldon. Here at Moments Count, our intention is to keep you informed of how you can use your moments to change the world, and how others are using their moments to change the world. But other times, I'll just be talking with you about how we can all push the fertile soil around our own inner landscape to change the world inside ourselves. Our lives are filled with moments. Now, I don't think any of you would object to that. In fact, you might even say that this is a rather obvious statement. But what I mean is that our lives are filled with significant moments. They happen every day, but we walk right past most of them. A significant moment is, to me, a moment that represents an opportunity, a chance to create something new, to change a circumstance for the better, or to do something to change the world around us. Whether we seize the moments of our lives or we don't depends on several things. Focus. We have to notice the opportunity. Courage. We have to be willing to step outside the expectations of those around us and act on the opportunity. Commitment. We have to be willing to commit time, energy, or other resources to following through on the opportunity so it will happen. We can cure many forms of cancer with radiation treatments because Marie Curie seized the moment of a fortuitous accident and followed through, becoming the person who not only discovered the element radium, but began testing its ability to combat cancers. We have safe vaccines that prevent everything from rabies and polio to the current swine flu because of an accident involving Louis Pasteur's lazy assistant. Pasteur saw in that accident the seeds of our current science behind creating safe vaccines. Lives are saved on a daily basis because we have antibiotics, all because of a fortuitous accident that Alexander Fleming acted on in 1923. At the time, none of these things seemed very significant. Today, we consider these accidents, radiation treatments, vaccinations, and antibiotics all to be essential elements of our lives. Yet all of these depended on one slippery moment that a heroic person noticed and acted on. Psychotherapist Dr. David Grand was in a therapy session with a championship ice skater one day when just such an accidental moment occurred. And by acting on this moment, Dr. Grand discovered a revolutionary new therapeutic tool he calls brain spotting and changed the face of psychotherapy forever.
I was working with an ice skater, a young woman who was championship caliber that had a lot of performance anxiety. And I had worked with her for a year very, very effectively, and we had resolved most of the performance problems that she had. I was using a combination of techniques, and she was just stuck on one particular jump that she couldn't do, and I was doing very slow eye movements with her, which again comes out of EMDR. And right as I just crossed almost to where, you know, right in front of her, just a little bit to the left of the bridge of her nose, I saw her eye start to wobble back and forth, you know, reflexively but really powerfully. And then it just went into like a freeze. It just locked up. I'm sure I had seen it before, but it just had never registered like that. So I stopped moving my fingers back and forth, and I just held my finger right there, right dead center in the middle of where that eye wobble, eye freeze was. And for the next 10 minutes, I couldn't believe what happened. All kinds of traumas that we hadn't gotten to, whether they were on the ice or in practice or in competition or family traumas or other things or car accidents, started to pour out that had not come out in the work in a year of very comprehensive treatment and very effective treatment. Also, some of the things that we had fully worked out in the trauma processing reopened and processed to a deeper level. And this was just like cycling through for about 10 minutes. And then it just slowed down, came to a stop, was quiet, and we went on from there. You know, I thought it was interesting. And in our work, we see a lot of very interesting things. But the next day she called me and she said, I did the jump without a problem. And she was really just thrilled and excited. You know, I'm a observer and a sort of creator by nature, but there was something about this that seemed to me over and above what I had seen before. So I began to experiment with my other clients. When I was doing slow eye movements, I'd look for any of those eye wobbles or eye jumps, And anytime I saw it, I just held my finger right there, had the person look at it, and lo and behold, it wasn't exactly the same process, but things seemed to shift. They seemed to go deeper and deeper, and it seemed to get a release of whatever was being held by that person in their brain and in their experience far beyond what I was getting already, and I was getting great results. So interestingly enough, a lot of my clients are therapists, and therapists who do these kind of techniques. So when I did it with them, they started to say, wait a second, this is different. You know, what's going on here? I feel it all the way in the back of my brain. This is just going much deeper. And they asked me, well, what I was doing, and I told them what I had discovered. They started to try it out with their clients. So over the course of the next 2 to 3 to 4 weeks, they started to give me their feedback as well as me observing the effect of doing this technique. And the results were really astounding. And I knew that I had stumbled onto something, not that had never been observed before, but that had never been really developed, at least in the psychotherapeutic field, in any way I had heard of or anybody else had heard of. So from that moment on, and that was 2003, so it's really 6 years ago, I have been using this, and I've been developing different ways of using what I call relevant eye position, and I've been teaching it around the United States and around the world.
What is this brain spotting, other than a curiously named therapeutic technique, and why do I consider it important enough to put Dr. Grand in this illustrious company? Or, as Dr. Grand's colleague Lisa Schwarz put it on her website, brain whatting? It's a therapeutic technique that can effectively treat trauma and PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, addictions, cravings, ADD and ADHD, stuttering, phobias, anxiety and panic, anger and rage, and so much more. It can greatly enhance pain management, sports performance, acting performance, and creativity in general. And it can do this at warp speed when compared to other therapies. Now, as with any therapy, a person must be willing to participate in the healing process in order for it to work. But for a wide range of conditions, brain spotting can create relief or unlock hidden issues that have remained frustratingly elusive for years. The basic sequence goes like this. You decide what problem you want to work on. You identify the emotion the problem causes you to feel. Say, anger, or fear, or jealousy. You concentrate for a moment on where in your body that emotion seems to be most noticeable. Say, in your chest, your stomach, your head, or your back. You give it a number on a scale from 0 to 10 to identify how intense the emotion is. Then the therapist helps you to find the brain spot, or the eye position, that seems to connect to that problem. Then you just focus on that spot and let the thoughts start to flow, and they will. Here's the idea behind why it works. When something unpleasant happens to us, whether it's a big event or a small event, we tend to push it away in the moment. Think of it as looking away from the event. This may be because the event happens in childhood, and we have no other choice. Or it may be because as an adult we don't have time to think about the event, or maybe because we can't bear the pain of looking at the event. We tend to, when we see something happen that's frightening or uncomfortable for us, look away because it feels as if it is disturbing to us. So the unpleasant event or trauma becomes frozen, locked, somewhere deep in our brain, out of reach of our conscious mind.
The brain is the most complex mechanism we know of in the universe. And the brain is a processing machine. It is a phenomenal processing machine with thousands of different bits of input coming into the brain all the time, and the brain is observing, evaluating them, and processing them. Processing means making sense of them and then putting them in perspective. How does the brain put it in perspective? It analyzes it and it digests it, and then it sends it to different storage places in the brain. We have some incredibly vast, deep storage areas of the brain that hold our experiences and our memories and so on. What happens with a trauma is that something about it, whether it's what it is or when it happens or who it happens with or from, overwhelms that processing mechanism, and it doesn't get fully processed through. Now, for one person, it can be a vast, life-threatening event. For another person, it could be really a rejection by somebody else that just carries its own meaning. For some of it, it's birth trauma or some of the first few days, weeks, or months of life. And in the brain, it means that the brain has not been able to fully process it. And each trauma that happens to us is a re-traumatization of the prior traumas. Now, for most of us, we go on, and we may be carrying it. It may be kind of inhibiting us in some ways that we don't know or we know, but we're able to pretty much function and not have it consciously bother us. Sometimes what will happen is a major trauma will happen. Of course, it overwhelms us, and again, pieces of it get stuck in the brain, unprocessed, frozen is another way of looking at it. Or sometimes it's like the last straw, or the thousandth axe blow on a tree that brings the tree down, and you think that, well, that was such a strong blow that it brought it down, but it's really the accumulation of all the prior experiences or blows. So sometimes we'll understand, well, of course, if you got into a car accident and you almost died, if you have trauma symptoms, that that's kind of natural. But sometimes it can be like a small event that we don't recognize is that thousandth blow of the axe on the tree that causes the tree to topple over.
So the brain spot that our eye sees connects directly to that frozen spot, like drawing a line directly to the place or places where the trauma is stored inside of our brain. By finding the spot and looking at it steadily, we are therefore no longer looking away from the problem. We are looking directly at it. The brain then, almost automatically, begins processing the problem and releasing it, usually in far less time than other forms of therapy. And here's another remarkable thing about brain spotting. And I'll be honest with you, as a psychotherapist, it's one of the things that I happen to like best about brain spotting as compared to other forms of psychotherapy. It's almost entirely controlled by the person seeking help. The therapist is there to guide, to assist, and to keep the client safe. But the client doesn't even have to talk if talking is too uncomfortable or too painful.
When you have to rely on talking, it's a certain amount of interaction that has to go on for the possibility of change to occur. When it comes to brain spotting, and of course we talk with people and the relationship is very, very important, but the change happens inside of the person in the moment, looking at, as I said before, the relevant eye position. And a relevant eye position is an eye position that somehow gives access to where we're holding whatever the problem is in our brain and our body. So when the person is looking at the relevant eye position and just continues to look there, wherever the problem is held in them is found, held in place, focused on, and processed until it releases. But that's all inside of the person, and it's all inside the person in the moment. This is how our immune system works. It determines there is a problem, it finds out where it is, what it is, and it comes up with a solution for it. The frame that the therapist sets up in brain spotting does just that with a client in relation to whatever they're struggling with on the inside. So it not only honors the person, it recognizes the reality that the resolution can only happen inside the person and that the therapist can't make it happen.
Having the courage to find a therapist and work through our problems and traumas is not easy for any of us. But for some of us, the thought of exposing our problems, our frailties, and our secrets becomes so frightening that we will do anything to avoid it. Dr. David Grand has trained over 2,000 therapists worldwide in his brain spotting technique. As a therapist myself, I have observed the powerful results of brain spotting and can attest to the superior healing capabilities of this technique. I have seen brain spotting within a few sessions expediently and effectively reduce the symptoms and life effects of trauma in cases where I know years of talk therapy would have made only dents in the armor. Traumatic events dissolve, clients begin to feel in control of their lives. But different events require different levels of time, focus, and attention. The technique is powerful, but it also requires the willingness to be healed and an empathetic listener.
When it comes to trauma, people who have had less trauma and it's more single event trauma in adulthood, it could be a car accident or even a kidnapping or, you know, bank holdup, you know, for a teller. These things sometimes, when there really is not an excess of prior life trauma, especially in childhood, these things tend to process through more quickly, and sometimes you'll see in one or two sessions that it happens. If you have someone who has a long history of abuse from childhood, sexual abuse, psychological, physical, verbal abuse, and repeated throughout their growing up, and it's manifested in their lives, by other traumatic situations or other abusive relationships, a person carrying that is not only going to need a lot of time, but they're going to need a lot of support. Because when you open up all of these traumatic issues going back to childhood, if you do it too fast without enough, you know, preparation and support, it can be really overwhelming to a person to a degree that they can have difficulty functioning. So it's a combination of what the person is carrying and where it comes from. So for me, the model of brain spotting is a short-term model, not because everybody can be healed in 2 sessions or 20 sessions, but because you're getting a chance to work in a very active, focused way with the person. So that if you see that in 2 sessions, there's a possibility you can get a full resolution, even though it is very unlikely, you go for it. And you don't sit there and kind of explore or play around. You just really go for it in as focused and as safe a way as possible for the person who comes to you.
The real power of brain spotting has been built on Dr. Grand's long years of experience healing trauma victims. Dr. Grand is a man who voluntarily runs to the places most of us run away from. He travels throughout his own country and around the world to war zones, natural disasters, and major catastrophes. For example, he has worked with victims of the traumas in Northern Ireland, Israel, as well as Palestine, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And as a New Yorker, he has worked extensively with the victims of 9/11. He took a team of clients, all trauma survivors, to post-Katrina New Orleans. And he's made a documentary called Come Hell or High Water, detailing this healing journey and its impact on the hurricane survivors, as well as on his team and on himself. But as Dr. Grand tells us, and as research proves, the big traumas are not always the things that stop us in our lives.
What I have found, and this is really interesting, is that the first responders or the emergency service workers who tend to get the most overwhelming or crippling forms of trauma or post-traumatic stress disorder are not always the ones who have been traumatized the most. What we find is those who have prior histories of trauma, especially in childhood, are the ones who are more prone to react to these repeated exposures in their work with the more overwhelming or crippling or long-lasting cases of trauma. Same thing with combat trauma. If you look at the statistics and also just work with a lot of people in these cases, when you start processing the combat traumas or the rescue traumas, the childhood traumas just fall right out of the closet. It's really quite remarkable how we are who we've been.
So in the end, the thing that makes brain spotting so world-shaking is its ability to end cycles of abuse, rage, addiction, depression, and more. Because these can be the unseen scars and the hidden secrets that are handed from one generation to the next. Child abuse, uncontrolled rage, childhood sexual abuse, addictive behaviors, intimate partner abuse, issues of abandonment, forgotten injuries, unresolved deaths. These are the elements that can be ugly legacies passed from generation to generation. To find a tool that will allow treatment of these intractable conditions, to mitigate the pain they cause, to lift the depressions that victims live with, is to provide the world with a path to a much brighter future. To find a technique that puts control of the treatment and the cure into the hands of the sufferer is even more profound. So often, it is the lack of control that causes pain and, in addition, keeps people away from getting the help and the therapeutic work that they need.
Because I've trained well over 2,000 therapists around the country and around the world in brain spotting over the last 5 to 6 years, you know, I get a lot of feedback from people, especially when they come for the more advanced trainings. Everybody's brain and body, although it's unique, there's a commonality to it around the world. So that the feedback that I get from people is that I can't believe some of the things that are happening right in front of me. I can't believe how quickly or how deeply somebody healed, or that they made a breakthrough with this that they couldn't make through with any of the other techniques, even the other great techniques. But I also hear a lot of, it works so well with what I was doing already. In other words, it's very integrative. That's the kind of thing I really like to hear, that the person having the tool in their hands was able to do better what they were doing already. But what I'm also finding is that people give feedback to me that shows me that they're taking brain spotting into places that I would have never taken it, I would have not even thought to or known enough to take it, and that they're starting to use it in different ways that is expanding brain spotting well beyond the originator being myself. So I get a lot of different reactions to it. And again, just like life has a lot of variety, the reactions that therapists have a lot of variety. But the reason I keep on going out and doing the trainings is that the feedback is very good.
First, do no harm is what any healer, medical or psychological, tries to put first in what they do for others. Brain spotting is a technique that either works or does no harm. Dr. David Grand has given the world a memorably named therapeutic tool that, used well, can actually allow us to heal our own internal pain, to live happy, open, complete, full lives, to love and be loved as well as we deserve, and to make every moment count. Brain spotting is an awesome tool in the hands of a caring, trained, an insightful therapist. Please remember, brain spotting works for a host of conditions that can be devastating and life-destroying, not just traumatic life events, ADHD, phobias, PTSD, all types of things that can be effectively altered or changed. So please, if you or anyone you care about can benefit from listening to this interview, or from the work of Dr. David Grand, or from the brain spotting technique, please pass the link for this interview on, or visit us at momentscount.com to find more resources. We've made them available at our website. Thank you for spending the time with us. And again, this is Brooklee Sheldon with momentscount.com.